by looking at this diffraction pattern.
And here I want to go through kind of the process that you would go through if you were doing single crystal diffraction to try to determine a crystal structure. So this box here is my crystal. Should be a single crystal of some material. The X-rays come in following a certain in a certain direction. This, the K vector describes the way the waves are propagating. So you think of plane waves moving this way and hitting the crystal. And the detector is at K prime. And the diffraction condition is that when K prime minus K equals G, then we expect constructive interference. All the waves add together. And in the experiment, then when I have the detector, and usually when you turn the detector on, it's not measuring a sharp diffraction peak, because you're not, there's only a few points where there's a intense diffraction. So you turn the detector on, and then you start to just move it around. And at one point you see, oh, here's a bright peak, and you try to center it on that bright peak, and then you measure this angle where it is in K prime, and you calculate out what G is. And then you start to make a table, and you write the X component, the Y component, and the Z component of that G you just measured, as well as the intensity given at that peak. And the intensity is going to be at NG squared. And then you just move the detector around some more and look for another peak. And you find another peak, and it will have then a different K prime vector. So there's a different G vector, and you put that in your table as well. Gx, Gy, Gz, and you write down the intensity that the detector measures at that position. And this typically involves rotating both the crystal and the detector. So it can be that the crystal is poorly aligned, and you don't get any diffraction peaks no matter where you move the detector. You have to orient the crystal and the detector until you find this condition that you found a reciprocal lattice vector. And in an X-ray diffraction experiment, when you're trying to determine the crystal structure, there may be thousands of these points that you can measure. You can measure very many of these points. Okay, so now I've measured some points, and I just put them in a table here. But you can imagine that you could then plot them. And what you expect, that in K space, so this would be Kx, Ky, you plot them in K space, you expect that they should be on some kind of regular lattice. They must be on one of the 14 Braille lattices, because all periodic structures in three dimensions always have to be one of the 14 Braille lattices. So you look at your data points, and Then you figure out what is then B1 and B2. So B1 and B2 are the primitive lattice vectors in reciprocal space. And if when you plot your data you can't find a B1 or B2, something's gone wrong with the experiment. One of the possibilities is that you don't really have a single crystal, that you have more crystals in your sample. But if you get a nice periodic pattern, and you can identify primitive lattice vectors in reciprocal space, then you know really what the reciprocal lattice is. You should be able to identify these three